On today's Kids Corner, Liz is trying to recruit his friends to help the flood-ravaged town of Cayman City.
I'm dreaming of doing something heroic for Cayman City and for God. Is anybody with me?
Oh, yeah. Brother, it's hero time. Faster than a speeding turtle. It's super, Liz.
Well, if I have to do this all by myself, then that's just what I'm going to do.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
The news was big enough that it even reached Tyreen. A week ago, a powerful storm had hit Cayman City. And even though Cayman City was far away, the kids at Terrarium Elementary School found themselves talking about it.
Oh, it's just horrible what happened to Cayman City. They say there hasn't been a storm that big in more than 100 years.
Man, I couldn't believe the pictures they showed on TV. Uh-huh. Most of the city's underwater.
I feel really bad for everyone in Cayman City.
Yeah, I wonder what all those lizards are gonna do.
Greetings, fellow reptilians.
Oh, hi, Cammy.
Hi, Cammy.
I conjecture that you are conversing about the cataclysmic deluge that engulfed the Cayman metropolitan region.
What?
She's talking about the big storm that hit Cayman City.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking about it today.
That was quite a storm, huh?
Well, of course. The storm was the atmospheric reaction of a confluence of factors. Once formed, the system naturally followed the path of least resistance between two adjacent air masses. Cayman City just happened to be in its way.
Translation, Lucille?
She's explaining how the storm got to be so big.
Correct.
Oh, we know that. Sort of. We just hope that help gets to Cayman City pretty soon.
Unfortunately, the city and its residents are the ill-fated recipients of a profoundly negative meteorological outcome. I believe you would refer to it as bad luck.
Well, actually, we don't believe there's anything that happens by accident when there's a God who is powerful enough to control everything.
Well, say what you will, comrades. I just say these things happen, and there's not much you can do about it, but pick up the pieces afterward. So, where's Liz? Has anybody seen him yet?
Nope, haven't seen him yet today.
Oh.
But I talked to him last night. Mm-hmm. He called me right after the first news reports, all excited. He was talking so fast, I couldn't understand half of what he was saying.
Well, Liz is going to need help if he doesn't hurry up and get here soon.
Oh, yeah.
Class is going to start in a couple of minutes.
Oh, that's first bell. We better get going, too, so we're not late.
Oh, right.
There's the second bell. Class will now come to order.
Hey, Liz still isn't here. He's late.
Shh, quiet down, guys. Quiet down.
Man, he's going to be in trouble.
Maury, Spike, and Lucille, care to share your conversation with the rest of the class?
We were just wondering where Liz might be.
At this very moment, Liz is down at the principal's office.
What? Wow, it didn't take long for Liz to get in trouble today.
No. Liz wanted to talk to the principal before school. He said he had something important to discuss.
Did Liz say what he wanted to talk about?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think Liz will let us know when he returns.
Man, I never knew anybody who wanted to go see the principal. That's weird.
Yeah, just like last night.
What happened last night, Lucille?
Well, Liz called me after he heard the news report about Cayman City, and he was all hyper excited and talking about all the help that they're gonna need.
Yes, Cayman City was hit very hard.
Oh, hi, Miss Waddle. I'm back.
Liz, what's going on?
Yeah, why were you talking to the principal?
Class, quiet down, please. I'm sure that Liz will explain it to us. Liz?
Yeah, Miss Waddle. Can I talk to the class about it? The principal said it would be okay.
Yes, you may. Please, come up to the front of the class, Liz.
This better be good, Lacerda.
Skink, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's like this, guys. I heard the news report about Cayman City and heard the mayor talking about how much help the city's gonna need, and I want to do something to help.
You? What can you do? That's exactly what I was thinking, Mumbly Pete. You nailed it.
I'm gonna go to Cayman City to help out.
What?
When?
How?
Well, spring break starts the day after tomorrow, and we'll all be off school for a week. I'm gonna ask my dad if I can go to Cayman City to help. Anybody want to go with me? Oh.
While your aspirations are noble, my dear Liz, I'm afraid the efficacy of your contribution will be minimal at best. Mm.
Again, translation, Lucille?
Cammy says she doesn't think Liz will be able to do much good.
Yeah, and with Lacerda on the scene, Cayman City might be worse off having him there. Oh, I couldn't have said it better myself.
No, please. Liz, it's a wonderful thing that you want to volunteer to help over spring break. But like Cammy said, the job is so big and you are...
Not up to the job?
No, Liz. She's not saying that. But what can you do? Well, what can any of us do?
Well, I might be a small lizard, but I can dream big. And I believe in my dreams. And right now, I'm dreaming of doing something heroic for Cayman City and for God. Is anybody with me?
Well, sure, we'd love to help. But like Miss Waddle said, it is a big... big job.
Yeah. Oh, brother, it's hero time. Okay. Faster than a speeding turtle. More powerful than a slimy newt. Look, down in the water, it's a toad, it's a snail. That's right, Pete, it's Super Liz.
Well, if I have to do this all by myself, then that's just what I'm going to do.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
Liz was determined to find a way to help the citizens of Cayman City. After school, he decided to have a talk with his dad.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Liz.
Is Dad home from work yet?
Well, yes, he is, Liz. Hey, how was school?
It was, challenging. Where is Dad?
He's out in the garage. He's working on something for me.
All right.
Hey, is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. I just need to ask Dad something, that's all.
Okay, Liz. Hey, would you please let him know that dinner's gonna be ready soon?
Oh, sure. Dad?
Oh, hi, Liz.
Hi.
I was just putting the finishing touches on this birdhouse I'm building for your mom's flower garden. What do you think?
Well, it looks real nice.
Oh, thank you.
Mom says dinner's gonna be ready soon.
Ooh.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure. I'm always available to talk.
Okay.
But before we get started, I think I need to give you this. I found it on the front porch when I got home. It looks like a note for you.
What, again?
What do you mean, again?
Well, I've been finding these notes for the last 2 days. They're everywhere, and I don't know who's writing them.
Well, what do they say?
Well, they all say, "You're my hero." Huh. Just like this one.
Liz, what is it?
Well, this one's different.
Hmm.
It says, "I believe in you." All right, this is weird. I don't know if I'm ever going to figure this out.
Well, that is unusual. So, what is it you want to ask me about?
Well, have you ever wanted to do something so much that it became the only thing you could think about all day?
Well, now, let me see. Oh, there was that one time I couldn't wait to go on the annual campout with the Lizard Scouts when I was about your age. I couldn't sleep for days before the trip. Is that the kind of thing you mean?
Not exactly. Dad, how do you know if God is calling you to do something special for him?
Well, that's an important question. Is there any particular reason you're asking this?
Yeah, it's about Cayman City and the storm and the big flood.
Yes, it was a terrible thing that happened there.
Yeah.
Can you hand me that little piece of wood and that bottle of glue, please?
Oh, sure, here.
Thanks.
Okay, well, I want to go there and help.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I heard about it, I can't get it out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. and you're wondering if perhaps God is calling you to go help Cayman City?
Yeah. Spring break starts day after tomorrow, and I won't have school, so I'd be able to go. If you'd let me.
Well, Liz, it's always a good thing to want to help others, but to go to a place as far away as Cayman City, I don't know.
Well, Dad, what about God calling me?
It's not always easy to know whether God is calling you to do something, or if it's just your emotions making you want to do something.
No.
But there is one thing that God promises.
Well, what is that?
When God truly calls someone to a task, he will always provide a way for that task to be done.
Does that mean I can go?
Liz, you need to understand that this is a very rough situation.
Dad.
And it would be dangerous for someone as young as you to go into it alone.
I knew it! It's just like all the others said. I'm too small to do a big job.
Liz, what I was going to say is that I'd be happy to come along with you.
What?
I have some extra vacation time at work, and I could take a few days off to go with you and help the folks in Cayman City.
Oh, Dad! That's awesome!
You can even ask your friends to come along, too.
Oh, I tried that at school today. Oh. I don't think I got too far, but I'm sure I can get them to come.
Well, it may take some time to convince your friends to do this. You have to admit, it's a rather ambitious plan.
Yeah.
Oh, and another thing you need to do is collect supplies.
What?
Yes, all relief workers are expected to bring supplies with them for themselves and for distribution.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And from what I've heard, a lot of the residents of Cayman City have lost everything they own.
Oh, you got it, Dad. I am awesome. I'll call my friends and start going door to door and see if anybody has extra supplies we can take with us.
That's fine, Liz.
Right,
but do you think we could maybe wait until after dinner?
Oh.
After dinner, Liz called Lucille, Spike, and Maury and asked them to meet him at the town square.
Hey, Liz, what's up?
Yeah, we got here as fast as we could.
Is this still about Cayman City and you want to do something heroic?
Well, yeah. My dad and I are going the day after tomorrow, and he said that I could ask my friends to come along with us.
Oh, well, Liz, I've been thinking about this since you talked to the class this morning.
And you want to come?
I don't know, Liz. I mean, I think all of us want to help Cayman City. And it's great that your dad wants to help you get involved.
So, what's wrong?
Well, we just want to be sure you're doing this for the right reasons.
What do you mean, the right reasons?
Well,
they need help in Cayman City, and I want to do something heroic for God, so
yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, it's you.
What?
Liz, are you doing this because you're sure God is leading you to do it? Or are you doing it for yourself in order to be heroic?
What?
Yeah, Liz, we want to help. Mm-hmm. We just want to be sure you're doing this for God, like Lucille said.
I can't believe this. If you guys aren't totally with me, then fine. I guess I'll just do it myself. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to visit some homes to see if they have supplies they can donate.
Liz, wait. Come back a minute. Oh, why do I have a bad feeling about this?
Well, I guess if this is gonna get done, I'm gonna have to do it myself. Here's the first house.
What do you want? Are you selling something?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm collecting supplies to help the folks in Cayman City.
I just bought something the other day from another youngster who was selling something. He was annoying, too.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm not selling anything. I want to help the folks in Cayman City.
I am not buying anything else from you kids. Once a year is enough. Now, don't you trample my flowers on your way out.
Okay, I should have known better than to start with Mrs. Trollscales. But it's not like a hero to wilt in the face of a little resistance. I'll do better with the next house. Maybe I wasn't forceful enough.
Yes, can I help you?
I'm collecting supplies that I can take to the good residents of Cayman City. Do you have anything you can spare for the unfortunate?
Unfortunate? That's me. I just lost my job, kid. Sorry.
Huh. Nobody said being a hero was gonna be easy. Hello, ma'am. I'm helping the residents of Cayman City by collecting supplies to take to them. Anything you can spare for those who've lost everything would be appreciated.
Aren't you a little young to be doing something like that? I don't have anything anyways. Sorry.
I am not giving up. I am not giving up. I will not give up.
Oh, Tiny, down my widow baby. Now, Tiny, I told you it's not right to bark at the nice visitors. Sit. Stay.
Ma'am?
Oh, please forgive my widow puppy, Tiny. He gets so excited when we have visitors.
Tiny? He's the size of a horse.
Oh, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm collecting donations for the people of Cayman City, and,
Tiny.
Ma'am, I'm just curious. Has Tiny eaten yet today?
Oh, I was just about to feed my widow precious puppy dog. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. You know, I think I'd better be going now. Real fast.
Oh. Honestly, Tiny, some people just don't like widow puppy dogs.
Liz walked from house to house for hours that evening, asking the people of Tyrene to donate supplies for Cayman City relief. The next morning, he was not his usual happy self as he got ready for school.
Good morning, Liz.
Hi.
So, how's your collection for Cayman City going?
Well, I nearly wore my feet out going from house to house asking for donations.
Oh.
I was turned down an awful lot, and I nearly got eaten by a huge dog named Tiny.
Yikes. I'm sorry to hear that, Liz.
Yeah.
So, not much luck, eh?
Oh, I got a few things from some people.
Oh, good.
They're out in the garage.
Well, I guess a few things are better than no things at all. Mind if I go take a look?
No, go ahead.
Liz, this pile of supplies is huge. It looks like we'll be able to fill up a bus with just the stuff alone. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
You've got to be thrilled with the response from the folks of Tyrene, but you're not, are you? Liz, what's up?
Well, I might have filled up the garage with supplies.
Yes.
But I still can't talk anybody into going with us. So what does it matter? Spring break starts tomorrow, and nobody cares.
I don't think that's true, Liz. But I do have to admit, I had a feeling this might happen.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why?
I'll call it a hunch, but I thought that you might want to do a very good thing for a very wrong reason.
I don't get it, Dad. Lucille told me the same thing. Kind of.
Oh, I see. This reminds me of Moses.
Well, he did great things and lots of miracles and stuff.
Yes, but when Moses tried to be a hero for himself rather than for God, he got into trouble.
He did?
Yeah.
Like what?
Remember when Moses saw an Egyptian mistreating a Hebrew slave?
Yeah.
Now, Moses took matters into his own hands and killed the Egyptian.
Okay.
But instead of becoming a hero, the Hebrews turned their backs on Moses, and the Egyptians plotted to get revenge.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Moses had no choice but to escape into the desert, and that's where he stayed for 40 years.
Wow. Some hero he turned out to be, huh?
Exactly. Moses did eventually lead the nation of Israel out of Egypt, but not until much later, and after he learned that to truly be a hero, he needed to trust in God to help him do the job.
So, maybe I was making the same mistake?
Hmm.
Trying to do things my way instead of God's way?
The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." If God is calling you to do a job for him, he will give you what you need to accomplish it. God doesn't expect you to do it all by yourself.
Later that day at recess, Liz caught up with Lucille, Maury, and Spike. He thought he'd ask them one more time to come to Cayman City with him and his dad.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Liz. We were just talking about you.
Oh, you making fun like everybody else?
No.
No. We want to tell you something.
What?
Well, we've talked it over.
And checked with our parents.
Huh?
And we've decided to go with you to Cayman City.
Yeah. What? Oh, that's awesome!
Well, hey, we're friends, and friends stick together.
Yeah. I can't wait to tell my dad when he gets home tonight.
and Liz,
yeah?
Just one more thing.
Oh, no, what's that?
It's hero time!
Liz shared the exciting news with his dad the moment he walked in the door after work. All through dinner, Liz and his dad talked about riding the relief bus the next morning with the other volunteers heading to Cayman City. After dinner, Liz's dad suggested they take a little walk outside.
Liz, I'm proud of what you want to do.
Oh, thanks.
I've thought about this, and I want to give you something.
Oh, okay. What is it?
I want to give you this.
Wait, the family's heirloom pocket watch?
Mm-hmm.
But, Dad, I almost lost this last year.
Well, now let me tell you something about this watch.
Hey?
This watch was one of the few things my grandfather owned when he and others like him founded the town of Turin.
Oh, cool.
Yes, they trusted God and worked together, and the Lord helped them through those tough early years. After that, my grandfather had an inscription placed inside the cover of the watch to remind him and all his descendants about the power of the Lord.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What's the inscription say?
Well, you can read it for yourself, Liz. Open the cover.
Oh, okay. God is faithful and he will do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the verse you told me about this morning.
Yes.
But why are you giving this watch to me now, Dad?
Well, because my father was given the watch after he learned an important lesson about trusting in God. And my dad gave me the watch after I learned a similar lesson when I was just a little older than you are now.
Oh.
And now, I think it's time for you to have this watch.
Wow.
Take care of it, Liz. Look after it. And someday, maybe you'll have the chance to give this watch to your own son.
Dad, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, Liz. Just trust God in everything you do.
I'm going to, Dad.
Good.
I still want to be a hero. But I want to be a hero who trusts in God.
I will never leap up a tall building, and I will never fly. I'm pretty certain I can't outrun a bullet. No need to even try. If I forget about me and listen for God's call, I can respond leaning hard on God's power. I give that job my all. God's kind of hero knows the real source of his power. God's kind of hero knows the one who can do it all. When I feel like there's nothing that I can do, that's just where he wants me to be. I will trust in God who can do all things. That's God's kind. God's kind of hero. I will never shoot webs from my fingers or crawl upon a wall. I rather doubt that I can round up some villains. I'm really much too small. But when there's no other one, and it's me God wants to send, it's just God and me that's a majority. On that I can depend. God's kind of hero knows the real source of his power. God's kind of hero knows the one who can do it all. When I feel like there's nothing that I can do, that's just where he wants me to be. I will trust in God who can do all things. That's God's kind. There's a world of people in peril who've never seen God's grace. He's calling those with heroic hearts to spread the good news of God's love and to seek to do what's right. God's kind of hero knows the real source of his power. God's kind of hero knows the one who can do it all. When I feel like there's nothing that I can do, that's just where he wants me to be. I will trust in God who can do all things. That's God's kind. God's kind of hero.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends. Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun!
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was
is good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Jim Jordan. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.